Notre Dame, which gives up almost 4 goals a game in league play, has already surrendered 3 in the opening period here tonight.
And with the ease that Wisconsin has scored 2 of their 3 goals, you can see why they're at the bottom of the pack.
No doubt. Notre Dame exits its own zone at center. Nelson gets behind the Badgers defense, hustling back Kukkonen, though. Dexheimer meets Nelson, left corner. Behind the cage, Ali. Good work by Anthony Kerr to steal the puck. Outlet to Kukkonen. Up the middle of the ice, Fitzgerald. He bounces it towards the Notre Dame cage. It goes to the right of the netminder, to the corner in Dick. Feathers a pass out to the point in Scholes. Walks to the center point. Shoots one right into the body of the crouching Kemp, who hangs on. And then Fitzgerald tackled by Jurcev. They were going at it. Now Tyson Dick matched up with one of the Irish players as well, and the referees separate the combatants, and they'll drop the puck here unless they call penalties. I don't think they will. There'll be a face-off inside the Notre Dame zone.
Yeah, the referee just looked at them both and said, you're both acting silly, just get up and let's flush the puck.
By the way, Kemp this season, 2 wins, 8 losses and a tie, a .360 goals against, an .897 save percentage. And the Badgers hadn't scored 3 goals in a game since tying Michigan, losing in a shootout January 25th, almost a month ago. 3 goals here in the opening period. Turnaround shot by Finley after the faceoff win. That went off traffic in front. Now Finley, left circle, looking for it. Center point, Scholes steps in. He ripped one in!
Well, with enough traffic in front and 2 gold diggers along the boards, Mosley and Finley, he walked to the center, looked, a lot of traffic, went top glove. No questions asked. I guess Scholes, when he scores goals, they're all like big-time goals. I mean, it's not like they're cheap by any stretch of the imagination.
Zach Scholes from Quinn Finley at 14:30. By the way, on Mellenbacher's goal, Hensler the primary assist. Weston Knox got his secondary assist. And now Scholes from Findlay and Mosley at 14:30. Big hit in the far corner of the Wisconsin zone. Puck worked free. Weston Knox. Knox playing in his 8th game, had 1 assist in the previous 7. He has 2 helpers here tonight. What a first period for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Now Wisconsin dumps it down in. Mellenbacher on the forecheck steals. Oh, he had a man open. Scholl, who was right in front of the net, bouncing puck to the left of the goaltender, picked up by Notre Dame. And now Jovanovic works it back behind the cage, out of the reach of Mastro Domenico. Slides to the far side, near turnover by Notre Dame. Eventually, they come out of there with it. Tyler Carpenter, senior alternate captain in his 100th career game, gets it out to center, and the Badgers now control. Here's Weston Knox, left wing pass. Scholl deflects into the near corner. And Notre Dame's Axel Kumlin gives chase. It bounces to the left of the cage. Now in the slot, picked off by Botterill. He shoots one right into the chest of Kemp, and he hangs on. 4:24 to go here in the first, a 4-0 Wisconsin advantage. The Badgers scored 3 goals all last weekend and losing twice at Ohio State.
When you get into a situation where they've already had 14 shots with 15 and a half minutes gone in the first period, it's been a offensive barrage by Bucky.
Face-off to the right of Kempf. Lindmark lost that face-off. Notre Dame breakout. Pass behind Slagert. He could have had a breakaway. That pass ends up on net. Scarfoni paddles it to the near side wall. Botterill has it for the Badgers. His one-touch pass ahead to Lindmark deflected. Owen tries to win it back. Poked it into the Notre Dame zone. That's where the Irish go to get it. Hellowell up the middle of the ice now to Strand. He fires it right corner of the Wisconsin zone. Kicked off the kick plate all the way to Scarfoni, who tapped it off for Dexheimer. Middle of the ice, Botterill now able to handle the puck, come across the line. Right wing looking, shooting, and it went off a stick. High glass to the near corner. There's Tassi with a check in the back of Slagert. And the puck rolls free to Hellowell. He'll try to break out. And instead it comes to Wisconsin. Scholes, nifty spinning pass, found the way to Christian Fitzgerald.
Found the way to fall down, too.
Stick handling near side now. Horbach. Horbach on the attack. Puts one in front, intended for Fitzgerald, off a skate. Ricocheted behind Fitzgerald. Now Notre Dame the other way. To our right comes Knubel, defended by Hensler. Knubel with an escape move. Pass finds its way out to the blue line. Backpedaling Nelson. Missed the net. Going blocker side on Scarfoni. Now Scholes. Nod it ahead. Lead feed Dick. Leaping for it. Knocked it down. He'll chase it down. No icing. Tyson Dick, good hustle. He's defended now by Jurcev. Morrissey on the ice with Mosley. Dick comes off the wall with it. Looking in front. Oh, Mosley couldn't get a stick down in time. Now Ryland's got it outside the right ring. Turns to his left. One hands the puck to the corner. Hands off Morrissey now. Backdoor goes Knox. Passed by Morrissey. Ricocheted right back to him. Finley now with a puck as he completes the line change. Feathers it back behind the net. Reaching for it. Mosley tied up from behind. Knox puts his shoulder into Ali. Mosley very aggressive on the forecheck. Lifts Nelson, the defenseman, up along the shelf. And now it's chipped out to center and taken back by the Badgers. Mosley, Finley, left wing. He scoots in and fires one up off the face, I believe, of the goaltender Kempf, out of play with 2:17 to go in the first. 4-0. Wisconsin leads Notre Dame.
I used to think, okay, the kid's going to drive the net, but he's outside the faceoff dot. Let him shoot. Our goaltender's big. He can take the angle. Now when I watch Quinn Finley, I go, boy, they better start taking him because he's going to rip somebody's head off one of these days.
Finley, who had not had a point in 6 straight games, has 2 helpers here in the opening period. Knox also with 2 assists. Mosley has a 2-point game going already, and we still have 42 minutes and 17 seconds left in regulation.
And their center iceman has nothing.
Face off. Still battling for it. The Irish have it. They scoop it off the glass out to center. Dexheimer now picks it up. Got it to Mellenbacher. Scholl now elects to send it back Wisconsin's way, and Dexheimer will get to it quickly with 2 minutes to go here in the opening period. Mosley at 8:10. Horbach at 12:05 shorthanded. Mellenbacher a minute and a half later, and then Scholl's less than a minute after that. The Badgers scored 3 goals in 2.5 minutes to extend a 1-0 lead to 4-0. Fisher banks it ahead. Janicki, he'll dump it in. Bounces on edge behind the cage. Scholes whacks it around, not out. Mastro Domenico, far side Fisher. Back to Mastro Domenico. Right-handed defenseman shoots one, hit his teammate. That was Murphy. Cycles down below the Wisconsin goal line. Janicki with it there. Scholes trying to hang with him, trying to knife the puck free. Gets assistance now from Mellenbacher. Behind the Badgers' cage, bounces a bit, now rolls all the way out to the high slot. Plaszynski will feed it back deep for Notre Dame, a minute 10 to go in the period. Scholes again defending Janicki, shoves him into the corner wall. Janicki, the captain, gets it out to Kumlin. His shot blocked by Mellenbacher, scooped ahead, not strongly enough for icing. Badgers will get a change. Now Kumlin, his pass off the wall out to center. Knocked free, and it slides back into the Wisconsin zone. Hensler goes to get it. Took a pretty good hit there and turned the puck over. Right wing shot, Plaszynski. He fanned on it. Badgers come to our left. 3-on-2. Botterill hard to the net. Tassie gets the pass. Missed the shot. Oh, beautiful feed by Botterill. Now Botterill's got it again. Right wing. Stood up on a check by Kumlin. They outlet now up to center. Dexheimer slowed the progress of Jovanovic. Back into the Badgers zone it goes. Knox hits the brakes as he's being pressured and then skates right up the middle of the ice. Finds a man right wing. That's Tassie. He fires a tough angled shot over the head of the goaltender out to the blue line, held in by Tyson Dick. Send it back to the left corner. Slides around to the right corner. Now Jovanovic with it for Notre Dame. Breakout pass to the stick of Jurcev. Left wing pass, Slagert. 1 second to go. Looking to pass, and the horn sounds, and that's it. Ouch. For the opening period. 4-0 Wisconsin. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Oh, what a first period for the Wisconsin Badgers, trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. They put 4 on the board and lead Notre Dame 4-0. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Cleary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clearybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the fourth time the Badgers have scored four goals in a period this season. The last time was in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. They scored four in the third period. UConn had
that.
Three. It was a 4-3 Wisconsin victory. The last time the Badgers scored four in the first period, they won at Penn State by the final score of 6-3. They went led 4-0 after one period in State College. Here they have a 4-0 lead after one period at the Kohl Center. Rylan Mosley scored first at 8-10 from Quinn Finley and Weston Knox. Mosley's 15th of the year made it 1-0. Jack Horbach, a shorthanded goal at 12:05 from Owen Lindmark, made it 2-0. Horbach, his third goal of the year. Owen Mellenbacher scored his third at 13:35 from Logan Hensler and Knox. And then Zach Scholes, his second of the year from Finley and Mosley at 14:30. 15 shots on goal in the opening period for the Badgers, only six for Notre Dame. Owen Say lifted after giving up three goals on 11 shots. Nicholas Kemp stopped three of the four shots he faced. Tommy Scarfoni, 6-for-6. So Wisconsin, wow, I tell you, that's, you know, you lose six in a row, you wonder what's going to happen. You've fallen into sixth place in the Big Ten. You're facing the last place team, final regular season games. The only, you know, you can look forward to the Big Ten tournament, but what's the motivation? What do you want to do? Well, they came out motivated here tonight.
Well, just to change the attitude in the locker room, I guess, is a best thing. You see how hard they have worked, and I have never said that there have been any quitters or head hangers or whatever it is you would like to call them. Even during this six-game losing streak, I would be very hard-pressed to find somebody who didn't give it their all, and maybe that's a reflection of their coach. But the fact of the matter being is that when you work that hard and don't have success, it does wear on you. And now when you're working that same hard again and you're up 4-0, God, feels good in that locker room.
I bet it does.
Feels good.
4-0 Wisconsin leads Notre Dame after one. Stay tuned. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
Azure.
The Wisconsin Badgers lead Notre Dame 4-0. The first intermission brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Mosley, Horbach, Mellenbacher, and Scholes, all with lamplighters here tonight. Elsewhere, Big Ten, Penn State, Michigan State, a 2-2 overtime tie. The Nittany Lions, though, won the shootout. Currently, Penn State in fifth place in the league with 28 points, 4 points behind idle Michigan. The Spartans with 44 points to lead the way. Minnesota and Ohio State both 4 points back, and the Buckeyes trail the Gophers 2-1 at Mariucci in the opening period of play. And the Wisconsin women won at Bemidji State 6-1. The top-ranked Badgers now 30 wins, 1 loss. And 2 ties. And again, here Wisconsin with a 4-0 lead on Notre Dame. You were talking about how good it feels in Wisconsin locker room. What do you think it's like in the Fighting Irish locker room?
I think they call it a somber environment.
Sure.
Is it this, you know, how many times can you chew people out? How many times can you try and build them up? I feel a lot of sympathy for Jeff Jackson, especially since this is his grand hurrah, if you want to call it. He's on his way out the door and retiring at the end of the year, and I don't know any coach that wants to retire like that.
Not at all.
Not the way the situation has gone. So yeah, it's been a tough road for them all year. And he did make a comment one time. He said NIL and the transfer portal are killing us, and that's pretty much the same story that everybody in the Big Ten is saying as far as hockey is concerned.
Badgers lead Notre Dame 4-0. The AmFam first intermission report back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
a lot to cheer about so far. Four goals in the first period. Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 4-0. And stay tuned. The second period's coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 4-0 as we start the second period. Fitzgerald, Dick, Kukkonen, Dexheimer, and Kerr on the ice for Mike Hastings' squad. Faceoff picked up by Kerr. Walks across the line. Shoots one. Handcuffs the goaltender. Rebound chance for Kerr. Can't get it on net. Protected by Dick. Turnaround shot between the hash marks. Deflected wide. Kukkonen throws it to the left point, and Anthony Kerr shovels it down to the corner. Two quick looks for the Badgers. Neither got on goal.
He's desperate to get his first goal of the year, isn't he?
Here comes Anthony Danny Kerr. Nelson. Yep, right wing. Knubel backhand. He scores. Cole Knubel from Danny Nelson. Notre Dame scores 27 seconds into the second. It's 4-1.
Well, never put your head down. He ended up, Anthony Kerr got caught deep as he comes back. Kerr tried to take the puck away from Knubel, and Knubel is just that strong on the puck and goes to his backhand and throws a little shovel pass that beats Scarfone very clean.
Cole Knubel, his 10th goal of the season. At 27 seconds, give Danny Nelson and Paul Fisher the assists. So Notre Dame on the board, down 3 here early second period. And looking for more, Hunter Strand, hard of the net. Silanov, his shot by Strand right into the belly of the kneeling goaltender Scarfone, and he hangs on.
It was a good one-on-one coverage. Three people. He had to take the shot from outside. Scarfone, as you notice, was outside the blue paint.
Yep.
He's really challenging the angles pretty much tonight, more than he has in the last few games that we've noticed.
And Scarfone, his last start, gave up 3 goals on 19 shots in that 4-2 loss at Ohio State. He's 0-7 in his last 8 Big Ten starts during the 2025 calendar year. Pass out to the blue line. Thalen caught it just across the stripe. It's offside on Wisconsin faceoff to come right near the Badgers bench.
And the referee was right there. I'll give the linesman credit on that one. He must have seen a little bit of white ice between the puck and the blue line, because that was as close as you could get.
set to take the draw. Gavin Morrissey wins it back to Weston Knox. Now to Phelan, and he'll fire it in. Around to the left corner it goes. Bluzinski knocked down from behind by Morrissey. Both back on their skates. Puck rolls along the kick play. Set up Morrissey. Backhand shot by Finley. Stopped by Kempf. Good look by Morrissey that time. Finley right on the doorstep.
Oh.
Good hold by Morrissey. Fires it to the right corner. Retrieved by Finley. Stick handling out near the blue line. Cuts away from the pressure of the defenseman, Henry Nelson. Now it's stuck along the near side wall. Poke to the corner. Lindmark trying to win it free. Able to knife it to the far corner where Phelan is. Placed it to the stick of Lindmark. Works off a check from the end boards. Point pass. Here's a shot by Botterill that goes off a stick and then the glass behind the cage. After it now, Murphy. He'll slide it around to the far side wall. Taken there by Blake Biondi, former Minnesota Duluth Bulldog. And Henry Nelson on the attack. And the defenseman shot from long range. Easy stop by Scarfoni. 2 feet outside his crease that time. 4-1 Wisconsin, 18-16 left in period number two. Notre Dame, I mentioned, 9-20-1 this season. 3-16-1 in league play. Having lost four straight games, outscored 18-7 in that span. 3-9 on the road this year, just 1-9 in the Big Ten away from home. That win on the road in Big Ten play, an overtime victory at Minnesota. Notre Dame wins the faceoff. The defenseman, Kumlin, stick handling, got hooked.
Yep.
Delayed penalty on Wisconsin coming up. After it, Jovanovic tied up in the far corner. Fitzgerald reaching for it. Karras as well. Puck still loose. Now the whistle blows. Hooking on Wisconsin. Second penalty against Kyle Kukkonen, the most penalized Badger this season. That's his 11th penalty. And Kukkonen will sit down at 1:58, and Notre Dame gets a power play trying to cut Wisconsin's lead to 2.
Yeah, and, you know, when you've got them outside the barn door, don't feed them. You know, that's the kind of the situation. They got a little nibble there. 27 seconds in with Knubel's goal.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden your heads are a little bit higher. You're playing with a little more confidence, and now you're on the power play. Almost what you would say, playing into their hand.
Sure. Lindmark kicked out of the faceoff circle. Horbach will take the draw against Danny Nelson.
Go forward.
Nelson 6'2", 205 pounds, 15 pounds from Maple Grove. Notre Dame won the faceoff. Knubel. Stick handling, defended a bit by Lindmark, trying to pressure him into a turnover. Point pass to Fisher, right wing now it's Janicki. Top of the right circle. Works to the middle of the ice, quick shot by Nelson, denied by Scarfoni. Poked ahead to Horbach, couldn't clear the zone, but he battles back, wins the puck free to Kerr. He'll clear it.
That was a danger zone.
90 seconds to go on the Notre Dame power play, 4-1 Wisconsin, early second period. Puck bumped off to Knubel, up through the center circle. Pass to Janicki in close quarters. Able to sweep it around to the right side. Shoved down by Biondi to the left corner. Janicki protecting. Skates to his left near the net. Biondi with a shot's denied by Scarfoni. Here's a chance picked up by Danny Nelson. And he scores a power play goal. The Badgers' 4-goal lead cut in half.
And there was just a scramble. I mean, it was who's going to touch the puck last, actually, on that entire play. There was a scramble in the corner. It came out to the side of the net. The puck pops free to Danny Nelson. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 Badgers and 2 Notre Dame players, one down on the ice. Scarfoni had no chance on it.
Danny Nelson, 12th goal of the year. Notre Dame has scored 2 goals in the first 2 minutes and 50 seconds of this period.
Yeah.
Badgers led 4-0 after 1, and Mike Hastings and his staff look a little perplexed across the way. Pietola comes in, shoots one, short side, stopped by Kempf, held in by Kerr, his shot blocked, lead feed Silanoff, fans off to his right, scoops it into the corner. Kerr has an angle to the puck and rims it around near side. Pietola trying to redirect out, Mellenbacher trailing, able to poke it through center, and then whack back into neutral ice, and Silanoff's got it for Notre Dame. Although he's battling, Pietola fell down. Puck whacked back to neutral ice. Strand and Dexheimer give chase. There's Logan Hensler trying to help his D partner. Flip pass intercepted by Mellenbacher. 2-on-2. Slides it ahead for Pietola, just out of his reach. Although he'll chase it down in the corner. Ellenbacher almost pulled it free off the wall. Instead, Notre Dame will bank it out to the blue line. A collision near the bench far side. Scholes and Slegert, both young men appear to be fine, both back up on their skates. And now Notre Dame will go D to D. Hellowell with his head up. Came out towards the Notre Dame line, ran into Mosley and had to feed it back to his D partner. Now Hellowell's got it again, and he'll loft it into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Scholes after it, backhands it to Hensler. Scoops it ahead now to Mosley. Little flip pass to Morrissey. Pulled it away from Ali, got it into the offensive zone. Kept alive by Mosley. Now it slides towards the Notre Dame net, but sent out of that zone by Notre Dame's Mastro Domenico, and then the Badgers pick it up and dump it right back down in.
I love to watch this line move the puck. They know where everybody is before they even get to the puck.
Phelan and Knox out there, the defensive pair for the Badgers. Mosley, Morrissey, and Finley, Wisconsin's forward line. Nelson now finds Mastro Domenico, tried to refeed Nelson, misfired, and they ice the puck. 15-15 to go in the second period. Wisconsin's up 4-2. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
They've added the assists on the power play goal by Danny Nelson to Blake Biondi and Justin Janicki.
All right. Janicki having a good season, 28 points for him, 17 assists. Biondi's got 23 points now. And Biondi played 4 years at UMD, 30 goals, 58 points in 118 games. Won a national championship with the Bulldogs back in 2021, and then decided his final year of eligibility, wanted to skate for the Irish. Played pretty well.
Yeah, he's played great.
Badgers turn over the puck in the offensive zone. Lifted out through center. Knubel gives chase. Dexheimer right with him. Knubel won that battle on the near side wall. Sent it behind the net. Ali, though, fell over the stick of Kerr. Between the legs pass to the stick of Lindmark. The Badgers will skate out of their own zone. Tassi cuts to the middle of the ice. Stripes it off now right wing Lindmark down to the goal line. He hits the brakes and spins it around to the far side wall. No one there for Wisconsin. Easily collected by Notre Dame's Larrigan, Jack Larrigan from St. Louis. And now the Badgers have it back. Zach Scholes scored the fourth Wisconsin goal in that first period. Badgers led by four after 20 minutes, but it's 4-2 here. 5.5 minutes gone by in the second.
Yeah, much different storyline here.
Turnover. Here's a setup and a blast by Horbach on a feed from Fitzgerald and denied by Kempf.
That was as pretty a tic-tac-toe play as you're going
to
see.
Yeah, Dick to Fitzgerald. Horbach open in the slot and Kempf made the stop.
And Horbach on his forehand to shoot that puck off the pass.
Here's Murphy now. Taps back to the defenseman Axel Kumlin. To Henry Nelson. His pass too far ahead. Icing called on Notre Dame. 13:57 to go in the second period of play. Yeah, I'm sure many of you listening watched the Four Nations face-off championship game last night in Boston. Canada beat the United States in overtime 3-2. Probably shouldn't leave Connor McDavid open 20 feet out in the middle of the ice. But he buried it to give Canada that win. The Canadians in big-time games against the United States, major international competition, 15-4-1 over the last 20. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I just get in a situation where the
Janicki,
game was...
Janicki coming in hard, and he lost the handle on the puck. It slowly moved to Scarfoni. Look out. In tight. Chance for Biondi. Kept out by Scarfoni. The goal is off its pegs, but we play on. A shot by the defenseman blocked. It's still loose off its pegs. The linesman notices as he comes from behind the play and blows his whistle to stop play. Boy, the Badgers getting sloppy here. Notre Dame taking advantage.
Well, I'm not so sure if the Badgers getting sloppy or Notre Dame just playing up a notch. Okay. I mean, they've really come back to their quote-unquote game plan, I guess you would call it that. And after three or four whacks and the goal goes off its moorings, I don't think Notre Dame wanted that whistle as badly as the Badgers did.
Right. And Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley remain with Knox and Phelan. Face off to the left of Scarfoni. Strand digging in against Morrissey, and Notre Dame won the draw. Cycled behind the net. Morrissey pins Strand against the end boards. Phelan does the same to Slegert. Knox waiting for the puck to pop free. Mosley helping Scarfoni in front of the Wisconsin net. They get it out to the point, sent to the left corner. Mosley now has it for the Badgers. stuck his hip out to protect the puck, kept Slaggard away from it. Finley gets around the defenseman, coming in right wing, cuts, and can't get a shot off. Skates it back behind the net. He'll drop it off the wall for Dexheimer. And now he'll skate behind the cage. Poke check by Jurcev, and then lifted to the corner. And now Wisconsin's Finley got knocked to the ice. He's back on his skates. Kerr, a long-range shot, missed the cage. Bounces off the end boards. Finley took it away from the defenseman, Jurcev. Tried to cycle for Mellenbacher. He's got it outside the right circle. His shot off a stick. Long shift for Finley. He remains out there. Now the puck deflects over the glass and out of play. 4-2 Wisconsin, 12:37 to go in the second. 19-12 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. The
last two shifts, there was sustained pressure for the majority of those two shifts by Notre Dame in the Wisconsin zone. But once the puck got back into this zone, there was just too many turnovers. Not as much good sustained pressure, especially because Mosley, Morrissey, and Finley were tired.
Fitzgerald won the faceoff. Horbach picked up the puck, walking left. Goal line hard to the net. Collides with a cage and lifted it up off its pegs, stopping play. Horbach really didn't have an angle to the front of the Notre Dame net. Instead, he just ran right into the cage.
Well, he was trying to go over top the goaltender, I'm pretty sure. He was going to draw a penalty or get a whistle no matter what.
Jack Horbach has a goal here tonight, a shorthanded goal, the third of the year for the Badgers. Lindmark's got one, the injured Cody Laskowski the other. And Horbach pulls it free again. Dangling a little bit left circle until he coughed it up. And now Fitzgerald helps. Wheeling pass to the front of the net, knocked to the near side by Mastro Domenico. The Badgers, Horbach try to dig it off the wall, instead taken away by Danny Nelson. Nelson, the 49th overall pick in the 2023 NHL draft by the New York Islanders, could someday be teammates with Quinn Finley and Zach Scholes. Badgers take the puck away in their own zone. Dexheimer's outlet hit the body of Knubel and back to Ben. And now he'll bump it off the end boards, finding Anthony Kerr. He was hit from behind by Knubel. Appeared to go head, shoulder first into the sidewall. No penalty. Jack's back up on his skates. Appears to be just fine. And now Kerr back again with it. Notre Dame needed a touch up and a change, and the Badgers have possession. 4-2 Wisconsin. Mosley, Horbach, Mellenbacher, and Scholes all scored in the opening frame for the Badgers. Here in the second, Knubel and Danny Nelson have lit the lamp for Notre Dame. Tassie on the attack, put it behind the net. Rubbed off by Hellowell. Puck the near side wall. Carpenter tried to outlet to Jovanovic. It was knocked off a stick or two all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Logan Hensler goes to get it. Carpenter keeps it in the attacking zone. Gets a refeed shot blocked by Tassie. Up on his skates. Nice play by Simon Tassie to lift it ahead to Ryan Botterill.
And then get off the ice in a real hurry because he was limping.
Yep, now here's Hellowell. Hellowell near side Carpenter. He gets popped by Pietila right at center ice. And a penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Pietila for what? Charging? Interference.
I don't understand.
An interference penalty. That was a follow through on a check by the freshman Adam Pietila.
He was the last guy to touch the puck.
10:46 to go in the period. They're going to say boarding on Pietila.
And after, I was going to say, in relationship to the check that was put on Jack Horbach, yeah, right in front of the Notre Dame bench, that was pretty mild by my evaluation.
Boarding on Pietila at 9:14. Notre Dame on the power play converted on its last opportunity to cut Wisconsin's 4-0 lead to 4-2. That's a good clean hit after releasing the puck. Notre Dame a chance to pull within one. We still have half the game to play. Shot from the right wing, stopped by Scarfoni. It's caught up in some gear. Fitzgerald able to fight through some fighting Irish and lift it out to center, but Notre Dame's got it back. Center point pass, Danny Nelson. Right side, Knubel. His shot goes off the crossbar, I think, and up and out of play.
Went off of either the blocker or the glove side of Scarfoni or off the post. Oof. Crossbar, whatever it was. But of all the guys that you don't want to have the puck, yeah, inside the top of the circles, it's Knubel.
Knubel had the overtime game winner against Wisconsin in South Bend back on November 1st. He played for Nick Oliver in the Fargo Force. Nick, an assistant coach on Mike Hastings' staff. A couple of years ago, he was first team All-USHL. Had 36 goals and 75 points for Fargo 2 years ago. Those are excellent numbers. And that Tier 1 hockey.
He's built just like a fire plug, too. Yeah. I mean, he's cut.
Notre Dame with the puck. Power play continues for 80 more seconds. Janicki steps across the line. Looks backside right. Biondi kicks it to his forehand. Taps it off to Fisher. Refeeds Biondi now. Low left. Big right-hander. Back behind the cage. To the right wing now, Danny Nelson. Pressured by Lindmark. Nelson skates away from him. Shoots one. Saved by Scarfoni. Popped into midair. Batted out of midair by Horbach, but not out. Held in by Danny Nelson. Now here's Knubel with it. Skates down to the left corner and wheels a pass to the near circle in Janicki. He fell down, and the Badgers able to pick it up and send it down.
And they need wholesale changes on both sides of the ice.
Yep. 9.5 minutes to go in the second. 4-2 game. Wisconsin with the advantage. 20-14 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Notre Dame has 8 in this period.
Yeah, considering it was 15-6 at the end of the first,
yep.
Notre Dame has really cranked up the volume button.
Here's Strand now across the line to the goal line. He'll bump it off the end boards all the way out to the right point, Mastrodomenico. Quick pass to the defenseman, Coomlin. Finds an open Ali. His shot deflected behind the net. It goes. Fitzgerald out on the PK with Morrissey for another 10 seconds. Center point, Coomlin. Far side, Mastrodomenico. Shot pass, deflected. Diving for it, Morrissey can't clear. Strand's got it, looking. Here's Coomlin, teed it up. Got through, stopped by Scarfoni. Bounced around in his lap before hanging on. The whistle blows, stopping play. A little pushing and shoving afterwards. I think all's all right. 1 second to go in the Notre Dame power play. A 4-2 Wisconsin lead, 8:47 to go in the period, although the Badgers and Irish still jawing a little bit.
Yeah, talking class.
Sure.
You know, how's your engineering 434 class going? Not as good as I'd hoped. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing looking at what's transpired with this Notre Dame team in Jeff Jackson's last year as head coach. You know, they started the season 5-2. They were 5-2 on November 1st when they beat Wisconsin in overtime. But since then, 4 wins, 18 losses, and a tie. 8 of those losses by 1 goal. 6 others had an empty net.
Skydive.
Whew.
Very, you know, representing the Badgers situation, too, in a lot of places.
Yeah. They've had problems scoring. Wisconsin wins the faceoff back at full strength. Dexheimer. Here's Mosley. Tries to shoot off balance. Blocked by Hellowell. Tyson Dick after it. Pietila, who came out of the box on the ice, too. Adam reaches for it. Poked away from him. And out to center it comes. And here's Carpenter now. And he'll slide it towards the Wisconsin cage. Stopped by Scarfoni. And he'll send it to the far wall. And it bounces past the defenseman. Hustling after it. Mosley. Left wing. 2-on-1. Pietila. Sauces over. Adam scores! Adam Pietila! To Pietila.
Can you redeem yourself by taking a quote-unquote questionable penalty and then turn around and score a goal? Yeah, I think you can. Big-time goal. Puts Notre Dame back in the hole. I like it.
Adam Pietila at 11:44. His first. Ryland Mosley with a primary assist. His third point of the night.
I'm not sure who the defenseman was that punched it up to him. Up to Mosley, who got by, but there'll be should be another assist unless a Notre Dame player touched it in between.
Pietila, 24 goals, 48 points for Youngstown a year ago in the USHL. Here he pots his first as a Badger from Ryland Mosley. And the Badgers want more, leading 5-2. Puck loose at center. Zach Scholes has it. Scholes to Hensler. Hensler headmans to Botterill now and gets it into the Notre Dame zone. Not deep. Mastrodomenico now has it. A nice round of applause. Steele Mellenbacher set up. Tassie, he scores. Holy cow. A blunder behind the Notre Dame net. The Badgers take advantage. Mellenbacher to Simon Tassie. A half dozen for Wisconsin tonight.
You know, I hate to say it, but maybe save some for tomorrow if you get the chance. For a team that's only averaging 3 goals a game, to score six like they have right now, that's got to make you feel real good.
Two goals in 30 seconds. Pietila at 11:44. Tassi at 12:14. Mellenbacher the primary assist. Tassi's fifth goal of the year. Five different goal scorers make that six different goal scorers tonight. Badgers lead 6-2.
Well, there was a little apprehension, I think, in the stands here at Wisconsin when it made it 4-2. Now, obviously, everybody's standing up.
Yeah.
They're happy.
Oh, and Mellenbacher with a goal and an assist tonight. The Red Wings draft choice. Mellenbacher, his first two-point game as a Badger. Puck dumped in on Scarfoni. He stops and covers. Whistle blows. Timeout on the ice. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 1 minute break. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate sale is here. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Wisconsin led 4-0 after one. Notre Dame cut it in half with two goals in the first 2 minutes and 50 seconds of the second. But then the Badgers respond. Adam Pietila, his first goal as a Badger. 30 seconds later, Simon Tassi finds the back of the net. Wisconsin back up 4, 6-2, the ninth time this season. Notre Dame has given up five goals or more in a game. And the Badgers, six goals tonight, had only eight goals scored during a six-game losing streak that they're trying to snap.
I just noticed that there's a lot of young kids going, yes, I'm getting ice cream.
Notre Dame with the puck behind its net. Nelson will backhand it off to the defenseman, Jurcev. Refeeds Nelson. Skating 5-on-5, 7:15 to go here in the second period of play. Scarfoni whips it around far side, eludes Finley. Notre Dame tried to send it back deep, but taken by Dexheimer out to neutralize, and Notre Dame has it again. Paul Fisher, a St. Louis Blues draft choice, traded to Edmonton this past spring. He's had a couple of nice years, 35 points in 2 years for the defenseman, formerly of the National Team Development Program. Now here's Dexheimer. Out of the zone comes Morrissey. Able to move it to the center circle. Thought about pushing it left. Instead, dumped it right and will pursue. But Helliwell's got it for Notre Dame. Morrissey backs off and heads to the Badgers bench for a change. And Finley, I would assume, will do the same here shortly. Sawyer Scholl out on the ice. We haven't seen him in a while. Steal now by Notre Dame. Janicki off to his right. Little backhand pass intended. Biondi cutting to the net. Didn't connect. The Badgers pick it up. Kukkonen rubbed off. Drop pass Finley. Cuts to the slot. Now to the left. He rises a shot too high.
Finley would have still taken his head right off if he would have hit the net.
Still looking for goal number 20. Finley's been on 19 for seven games now. Of course, Cole Caulfield, the last 28-goal scorer for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Who's that?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
What a first half for Caulfield. 26 goals for Montreal. Scholl able to shovel the puck out to the point, but Scholl couldn't get his hand down in time to hold it, and so the Badgers have to touch up, get a line change, and they'll work from deep in their own zone. Hensler, a little backhand pass to the stick of Tassi. Up the right wing now, Lindmark. Mishandled for a moment, slowed by Larrigan, but Lindmark after it down to the corner, and he'll just follow it there. Tassi in for support. 6-2 Wisconsin, 5:20 to go in the second.
I think Notre Dame very content to play rugby scrum behind the goal line.
Henry Nelson, headman pass Carpenter. He got his stick on it. Hensler walled him off and deflected the puck down deep into the Wisconsin zone. Scholes bowled over behind the Badgers net, but back up on his skates. And now he hip checks the Notre Dame forward into the sidewall, and that freed the biscuit for Wisconsin's Lindmark. Headman pass trying to bounce it past Henry Nelson for Tassie. Didn't get through. Scholes still going at it with Carpenter back in the Wisconsin zone. They finally join the rest of the play.
Playing their own little game down there in the offensive zone, Notre Dame.
Henry Nelson will dump it in. Fighting Irish get a change. 4:40 to go in the second period. A 6-2 Wisconsin lead. Up the middle of the ice, Fitzgerald at the motion W. Pitch to pass far side, Dexheimer. Slowed a bit by the defenseman, Kumlin. Puck came free to Notre Dame's Fisher. Whips a pass ahead to Strand. Angled a pass for Slager. Too hot to handle. Icing called on Notre Dame. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Wisconsin basketball here tomorrow against Oregon at 11 o'clock. Quick changeover for the Kohl Center crew. Badger Hoops, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock pregame on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And then Ian and I back for the hockey series finale tomorrow night at 7 with face-off at 7:30, the Badgers and the Fighting Irish.
I must have had 15 questions this week. How did they do that at the Kohl Center where they play basketball at noon and then the next thing you know, you guys are playing at night? And I said, it's a modern miracle.
Scholl with a steal, offensive zone, Horbach right corner. Spins away from the pressure from Kumlin, turns back and throws it to the corner. Finds its way to Mellenbacher, wraparound Scholl, denied by Kempf. Loose puck out near the blue line, poked away from Wisconsin's Kerr. And then Kerr carries Slaggard into the near wall. Strand, though, picked up the loose puck. His shot went high. Silanoff can't dig it free. Wisconsin Sawyer Scholl with it. Scholl shoots one low, stopped by Kempf. He'll cover. 3:50 to go here in the second period. 6-2 Wisconsin. Six different goal scorers tonight for the Badgers. Mosley, Horbach, Mellenbacher, Scholes, Pietola, and Tassie.
I'll tell you, that line that was just out there with Sawyer, Scholl, Owen Mellenbacher, and Jack Horbach. Adam Pietola took the penalty, then gets the goal, all the rest of that stuff. They're making Horbach play a more regular shift, and they have some pretty good chemistry.
Hensler and Scholes defensively with Fitzgerald, Dick, and Kukkonen right now. Face off to the right of Nicholas Kempf. Puck still loose. And eventually pulled free now by Notre Dame's Jimmy Jurcev, former Lincoln Star. Hensler from behind had the puck stripped off his stick by Ali. Got it off to Knubel. Right-handed forward, skates to the center point. But on him, man-to-man, Scholes. So Knubel sends it to the left corner. And after it, there is Ali. Cycles back to Nelson. Fell on a stick. No penalty. Badgers take it away. 3-on-2, potentially. Kukkonen's pass to Fitzgerald. Broken up. Notre Dame's Knubel. Across the Wisconsin line. Pulls away from Hensler. Slow-moving pass for Nelson. Picked off Kukkonen. Lead feed Morrissey. One-on-one. Snaps off a shot low right. Denied by Kempf. And then cleared out to center. Taken by Weston Knox. Nice little tap pass Morrissey to Findlay. Can't get it deep, though. And now Mastro Domenico with 2:54 to go here in the second. Steal at the Badger line by Knox. He goes down the middle of the ice. Mosley straight on. Fires one blocker save made by Kempf. Directed it to the far side. Biondi then coughed it up. Findlay can't pull it free. And then it's swept out to center wildly by the Irish. And the Badgers back to get it.
I think Weston Knox liked time in the offensive zone. He just loves to go there.
Yeah. He's had a nice game here tonight with a couple of helpers.
It's good to see young people who don't play that much get rewarded.
Sure. Many people compare Weston Knox to Ian Parent.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, folks.
By the way, Knox, he had 24 points as team captain for Minot in the North American Hockey League last year. He runs the power play, the point on the scout team power play in practice. He's pretty good. Wraparound attempt by Biondi. Stopped by Scarfoni. Biondi's got it again. Setting up the defenseman shot. Kumlin. Scarfoni never saw it coming, nope, but it was about 10 feet wide after a deflection. And now Dexheimer has it for the Badgers. At the red line, he'll dump it in. 1:45 to go until the second intermission. 6-2 Wisconsin. Badgers Hensler has it. Goes to Scholes. Patient with a puck, refeeds Hensler, kicks it to his forehand. To the red line, out of the blue, across the line, Horbach. stops, trying to work away from Carpenter, tried to force a pass, knocked free by Jovanovic, who now has possession. Horvath pressures him, almost coughed it up. Horvath throws a good check on Carpenter, who lost his stick and kicked it behind the Notre Dame net. Fisher now tries to clear, got it through the legs of Hensler and back into the Wisconsin zone. 70 seconds to go in the period, 6-2 Badgers.
Oh,
now
that
they'll
hurts.
Call icing.
Yeah,
on Wisconsin.
And that line has been out there a long time.
Oh, little cross check by Fisher into the back of Sawyer's shoal. The referee tells Fisher no more of that nonsense. No penalties to come. They'll drop the puck back in the Wisconsin zone.
One of those.
Look, there's a fan down below us who's pulled off his Wisconsin hockey sweater. So he is shirtless and swinging that thing with no mercy.
And all the people next to him are going, put it back on.
Right. And there's another young man in front of him without his shirt. I didn't know it was shirtless Friday here at the Kohl Center. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff, lifted out to center. 50 seconds to go in the period. Steal at center by Horvath. He deflected it into the attacking zone, but Mellenbacher's in the zone, so offside still in play, although Notre Dame breaks out now. Here's Nelson. Ali shot blocked. Loose puck picked up by Scholl. 38 seconds to go in the period. He'll drop it back to Kerr, and Sawyer will get a change. Lead feed in neutral. Tyson Dick, nice catch. Poke check, got it back. Slot pass on his backhand, Fitzgerald. No place to shoot or pass. Spins away from the pressure from Knubel. Lost an edge, fell down. Notre Dame trying to clear, gets the job done. 15 seconds to go in the period. Nelson pushed it ahead. Not far enough for his teammate. A battle ensues at the Badger line, and then it squirts free back to the Notre Dame blue line. 6 seconds to go in the period. Well, the Badgers had a 4-0 lead after one, and then Notre Dame came out, played well, and made it interesting, scoring twice in the first 2:50 of the second. But the Badgers countered midway through the second with two goals in 30 seconds. And after 40 minutes here at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 6-2. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. Back after this one-minute break, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin with a 6-2 lead after two periods of play. Badgers had a 4-0 lead after one on goals by Mosley, Horvath, Mellenbacher, and Schulz. And then to start the second period, Cole Knubel for Notre Dame scored 27 seconds in, his 10th of the year, from Danny Nelson and from Paul Fisher. So it was 4-1. And then about 2:15 later, Danny Nelson scored his 12th of the year on a power play, assisted by Blake Biondi as well as Justin Janicki. So the Badgers' four-goal lead cut in half. But at 11:44, Ryland Mosley on a two-on-one set up Adam Pietila, the rookie, with his first goal as a Badger. That made it 5-2. And then 30 seconds later, Owen Mellenbacher forced a turnover, set up Simon Tassie for his fifth of the year at 12:14. Badgers up 6-2. Both teams 11 shots on goal in that second period. Both goaltenders, Nick Kemp for Notre Dame, Tommy Scarfone for Wisconsin, 9 saves apiece. Scarfone has 15 through two periods of play. Badgers, you know, after giving up those two early, kind of settled down a little bit and then got on the attack again and extended the lead back to 4.
I'm not sure if Notre Dame lost some zip or they went back to their more defensive style, but whatever it was didn't work. And To be honest with you, I don't think it was any great offensive play that either the Badgers were scored that scored those two goals. It was just the fact that the puck bounced to them at the right place and Notre Dame was caught out of position more so than it was a great play. But they'll take them any way they can get them.
Exactly. Trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Badgers lead Notre Dame 6-2 after two periods of play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, so it's a 6-2 Wisconsin lead over Notre Dame after two periods of play. This weekend's series sponsor is Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now's your chance. Tackle those bigger projects with an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. Transform your home with a new Dakota closet. Build your dream bathroom and save on luxury tubs and showers. Customize your kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. Or start your big garage project. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. 11% mail-in rebate.